This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big for DJBooth.net. And on the phone with me, repping LA, the brothers Lays and Royal that make up 2XL, because they're just too big right now. How you doing, fellas?
Yeah, what up, man?
I appreciate you guys taking the time to join me here on the show. You guys have an album dropping February 20th called Neighborhood Rap Star. Now, I need to know straight from your mouths why you guys are rap stars.
We actually took the concept, man, because we got signed in March of 06. Prior to our deal, we were doing the independent grind for so long. You know what I'm saying? Like, around where we live, we already felt like stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, little kids would be running up to us like, yo, can you sign my shirt? And like, wearing like little 2XL shirts and stuff. So we took the premise and ran with it because there's so many people, man, that's like stars regionally and around where they live way before on a national scale anybody ever hit them. That's the name of the album, and we're really excited about it, man. Like you said, come out February 20th. And we got some heavy hitters on there, man. We got our first single is actually, we're shooting a video next week, produced by Scott Storch. It's called Magic City. We actually wrote it with our cousins Cherish in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So we're really excited. Things are really picking up right now. Things are really starting to pop off. You know.
And I actually got the chance to take a listen to the remix featuring my man Unk, also from Atlanta. So you guys definitely are doing big things. You mentioned you got signed to Tommy Boy this past March, but people might not know you guys have been on the grind for a long time, recording music for quite some time. For 6 years, I believe, was what I read in your bio. Over the last 6 years, fellas, how much has your material changed? Because I'm sure growing up, going through puberty, getting older, there's a lot of differences in your life. Where are you guys at right now at the age of 16? Royal, why don't you go ahead and answer that?
Man, yeah, like, this world talking, man, like, it's crazy, because still at the same time, while we got our deal, we're still growing as human beings, still being young, we're still growing. So even the material we cut, like, 5 months ago, we're like, nah, we don't like that. I mean, we went through all the different stages finding ourselves as artists, and we're pretty comfortable as where we find ourselves right now. In this stage of our life, and man, our stuff is just keep getting better because we're still growing as artists and being exposed to so much that's around us that is helping us grow. And we actually feel that, like, right now in our lives, at our position, that we feel that we finally found what 2XL is.
Guys, a lot of people might say at the age of 16, you guys don't have enough life experience to truly have content on your album. But I know for a fact that you guys have gone through a lot more than a lot of people have up until 16 years of age. Your mom, as a matter of fact, was diagnosed with cancer almost about 10 years ago. So growing up, I know you guys went through a lot. How did that change your perspective growing up? Not the same as the regular child.
Yeah, without a doubt, this is what we're talking again, man. Like, from my early age, my mom had cancer. She couldn't walk, she couldn't anything. So we basically raised ourselves. That really made us real independent, be like, we got to take the initiative to make sure we become men. We was raising a single mother household. We didn't have a male figure to look up to, you know what I'm saying? We only had our mother, but a mother could only do so much, so we had to be real independent, see what was out there. We made some mistakes at a young age, but it helped us grow. We really almost raised ourselves. Even this year, 10 months ago or so, our mother was diagnosed with a third tumor and declared terminal basically again. That was last year in 06, and she's in a home place right now, man. And we, even to this day, it's not even like it was 10 years ago when she had cancer. To this day, we even got a deal now. We're still living, man, still supplying for ourselves, paying for our own gas, paying our own rent, paying for our car note that we bought when we got our deal. Man, to this day, it's still a struggle, regardless of the position music has placed us in, you know what I'm saying?
It's amazing, too, because everybody assumes, as customers, as the American population, that as soon as you become a star and you're in the limelight, that your life is amazing. But everybody has problems. No one's different. Everyone has issues. And it points in your direction, because you guys were able to go through all that, overcome adversity, deal with it on the side, and then also make a name for yourself musically, which is what I want to focus on right now, this album. You mentioned earlier about some collaborations, some producers. As artists, what are your strongest capabilities in the rap game? What do you both do the best? Lays, why don't you start?
All right, well, like you said, man, it's really about, for me, taking everything that we went through adversity and turning into a positive. That's what we learned to do. And I'd say our strengths collectively, besides that, before I even get into individual, is just that our bond, our connection as brothers, and just that we understand each other. We'll bring something to the table that hadn't been done before. My personal thing, like, aside from my brother, I just bring that, like, in-your-face flavor, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a little bit more ecstatic. My brother Roy, he's a little bit more laid back, like smooth type dude, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's it. That collectively make us up, you know what I'm saying?
Royal, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. And just that a strong point, especially at our age, is songwriting. Like, we used to do the mixtape thing, freestyling, all that. A lot of cats that do that can't actually write songs. At our age, we could actually, like, write good songs. We write for other artists. And another strong point is producing. We're the first kids to, at our age, or in the teen market period, like, ever, to ever come out, write all our own material, and produce half our album.
Very impressive. But here's the key question. Do you guys own your own publishing? Beautiful. Okay, if you said no, then I was going to have to tell you that I was going to be your business manager, because that's the key right there, and you guys got that on lock. I'm impressed.
I just got a big publishing check like 2 days ago.
Don't tell me how much it's for. I don't want to be jealous, okay? So just keep that.
I'm going to say it.
Guys, with internet bootlegging and downloads, for a lot of artists, regardless of where they're signed or to a major or indie, achieving a status of gold or platinum is hard nowadays. Now, knowing the position you guys are in, you're with Tommy Boy. They've been around the block for quite some time. What is going to be a level of success for you guys to be happy? What do you need to see with this album in order to say, you know what, we did it big?
This is what we're talking. Not a thing we live by, but we always keep in mind that expectation always leads to disappointment. You know what I'm saying? Music is a life in the studio till like 4 in the morning every day. Regardless of what we achieve, we're still always going to be working. If we was working at Burger King, we'd be going to the studio after that and still be happy with that. You know what I'm saying? We've seen so much in our life. We came from a bunch of different hardships and overcame them. So, man, if we sell 3,000 records, we'll be happy. That's 3,000 people that get into us. If we sell 3 million records, we'll be happy. And that's no, like, cornball stuff or some, like, preachy stuff that, like, it's real. Like, we got a deal now, but we still have that neighborhood rap star mentality. That's why we threw the neighborhood in front of that. We still got that independent mentality that we don't got a label behind us. So anything that we do that helps people understand us, our struggle, our life, and what we're trying to go in our life, if 3,000 people embrace that, or if 300,000 embrace that, we'll still be happy with that.
Definitely. And to get there, promotionally, Lays, what are you going on right now to make sure people know what's up? I mean, are you guys out making radio stops, touring?
Oh, yeah, man. Actually, in December, we were gone for, we did a whole tour of the South and the Southwest, which is crazy. Like, it was our first time away from home that long. We were gone for, I think, like 5 weeks, which is crazy. We went to radio stations, went to lunch and stuff like that with the DJs, which is crazy. Like, it was a real good experience. We're doing a 40-city tour.
Beautiful. And you're on the phone with me, so you guys definitely got your priorities straight.
Yeah, man. You know, so we're trying to make it happen, keep it moving.
You said you've been touring. I'm sure you guys get a lot of attention from the ladies. And I actually checked out your website, and there's the ability for your fans to give you guys email. Now, I want to know, what is the absolute craziest, weirdest, funkiest, you name it, email or message, whether it be by your MySpace account or your email address, that you guys have gotten from a fan who's just wanted to be the neighborhood rap star groupie of the year?
Oh, man, we're not going to put any, like, individual names out there, but we got a few crazy ones. I mean, as far as on the ladies' point, the farthest you could probably go as far as email, like, we've gotten some pictures and all that.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. We've got some pictures and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Are these unclothed pictures, guys?
We'll leave it at that.
We've got some pictures. And I'll say another thing, which is weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're cool dudes, but we've gotten some weird stuff, I'll say for real, from both male and female.
Okay, guys. Yeah. Well, you know what?
You said craziest, weirdest, so I added that. So we've gotten some...
Listen, if it means you guys are selling records and appealing to just about everybody, I guess in that limelight, it's good, right?
Yeah.
All right, 2007 just started. Guys, by the end of the year, what do you hope to have accomplished after a year's worth of work?
Man, this is real talking. I would say as far as on the production side, to have another artist that we develop and get them a deal. We have a few different artists right now, so to get one of them a deal is a big thing we're trying to get done, you know what I'm saying? Get the second album finished, because the label's trying to hurry up and put out the second album like in November. So to get that finished, again, would be a big accomplishment, and man, to continue working, basically, and not get caught up in all the other stupid stuff that people get caught up in and think that they don't got to work no more, to continue to stay humble and stay working.
Lays, do you want to add anything to that?
Our album's going to be out, so that's going to be like the biggest step ever to us, man, because like you said, it's been a long time coming. So to where people will actually be able to go in the store and like buy a record, that's going to be like one of like the biggest accomplishments to us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that date is February the 20th, and I hope everybody goes out and picks up two, one for themselves, one for their mom. Guys, I wish you guys...
And your goldfish, and your dog, and your...
Yeah, so seven. Who cares? 8, 9, 10. As long as it's at least one, that's all that matters. I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck in 2007 and beyond. My pleasure. Is there a website that you guys can go ahead and give everybody the address to so they can log on and find out more about you?
Yeah, you already know. On MySpace page is myspace.com/2XLworld. That's the number 2, the letter X, the letter L, world, WORLD. And our website is like just like that, but it's just 2XLworld.com. You know what I'm saying? So we're real hands-on with our fans. Well, not hands-on literally.
Yeah, okay, guys. Get out of that one.
But you understand what I'm saying, man. But yeah, we're on MySpace. We have a Sidekicks with us. We talk to our fans. So anybody that's interested in us, man, they can hit us up, reply back. Maybe not right away, but we'll definitely talk to them, man. And that's that. And thank you for the opportunity, man. Like, for real. Like, we tell everybody, like, we're humble dudes, man. Like, this is the beginning for us. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's here to support us and on this new road, you know what I'm saying, it's a beautiful thing, man. So thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. I hope that 2007 is a huge year for you, and the best of luck not only to your start of your career, but also to your family and your mother. I hope everything works out well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. For real.